Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative.
My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Zayin, Yeshayahu chapter 47. In this chapter, we are again told
about the downfall of Babylonia, as Yeshayahu already described in chapters 13 and 21. According to the Malbim, there is repetition in order to stress that while we will be taken into exile, we will survive and rise again. This is not true for the Babylonians, who will be destroyed forever. We must always remember that the prophecies in this book and in all books of Tanakh are given for us. The general prophecy that the Babylonians will be destroyed is for comfort. Like the Malbim says, it's taken as a contrast that we will rise again and the Babylonians will not. More than that, generally their destruction will lead to our redemption, as Koresh, who comes to destroy Babylonia, will give permission for the Beis HaMikdash, the second temple, to be rebuilt. The detailed description of the downfall of the Babylonians and the reasons given for their very harsh destruction are also given to us, for us to learn from. The Nevi speaks to the Babylonians and says, Redi'u shvi al afar besulas bas bavel, shvi la'aretz ein kiseh bas kasdim. Get down, sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit, dethroned on the floor, daughter of Chaldea. Ki lo sosifu yikru'u lach, rakava aguna. They will no longer call you the delicate and dainty one. Until this point in history, from its rise, the people of Babylonia were delicate, in that they were never challenged and never had to fend for themselves. Kire chayim v'tachani kamach. Take the millstone and grind flour. This is the work of slaves that they will have to do, as they will now become slaves to Paras and Madai, Persia and Media. Alitza Maseich, Chesbi Shovel, Gali Shok, Ivri Naharos. Remove your hair covering, strip off your train, bare your leg, and wade through the rivers. Until this point, the women of Babylon had never had to traverse uneven areas on foot. They will now have to raise their skirts for uneven paths and to go through streams. Tigal ervaseich, gam tirae cherpaseich. Your nakedness will be uncovered and your shame will be exposed. Both the activities that cause the exposure and the exposure itself will be degrading. Nakamekach v'lo ifka adam. I will take vengeance and I will request interference from no man. According to Rashi, Hashem will bring destruction himself, and not rely on a messenger, on a man to do it for him. Go'aleinu Hashem Tzvakos Shemo, our Redeemer, Hashem of Hosts is his name, Kedosh Yisrael, is the Holy One of Israel. He is the one who will bring this destruction. And why is this terrible destruction to befall them? Katzafti alami, chilalti nachalasi, va'etneim v'yadecha. I was angry with my people, I profaned my special nation, and I gave them into your hands. But you showed them no mercy, even upon the aged you made your yoke exceedingly heavy. You deserve this destruction because you showed them no compassion. Even those like the elderly, to whom people customarily show respect, you did not lighten the persecution. And you thought to yourself, I will always be the mistress. You were so sure that you would maintain power and supremacy forever. And the Nevi goes on to describe what suddenly befell the nation that they had never considered a possibility, and continues in verse 10 to explain why it was so bad. Vatiftechi bera'aseich amart ein ro'ani. You were secure in your wickedness, and you thought, no one can see me. Chachmaseich v'da'ateich hi shovivatech. It was your wisdom and knowledge that led you astray. And you thought to yourself, I am here and there is no one but me. It is not that you fell despite your knowledge and wisdom. It was the corrupt wisdom and knowledge that led to your downfall, because you wrongly assumed that you could act however you wished with no repercussions. Radak takes this further to say that the Babylonians were so confident because of their worldly knowledge that they didn't feel the need to turn to Hashem, and thus their downfall was so dramatic. Malbim goes one step further to apply this in general. He points out that the Pasuk lists two things that caused them their degradation, which led to their punishment. There are two things that generally keep man from improving his ways and repenting. One is ayin ro'ani. When someone recognizes that others see his evil deeds, he is shamed into repentance. The Babylonians, like many others, were sure, ayin ro'ani, nobody sees me. And thus they did not repent. The other thing that kept them from repenting was chachmaseich v'da'ateich. Their wisdom and knowledge kept them from repenting. They used their wisdom and knowledge to justify their actions. They rationalized their behavior, so they did not feel an internal push to tshuva. Individuals and groups continue to sin because they claim that no one knows or cares about what they are doing, and they used crooked logic to justify their behavior. And because of this, uva alaych ra'ah lo seidi shachra, evil is coming upon you, but you do not know how to pray. You believed so strongly in your own power that you never learned how to pray to God for help. So now that you need to, you do not know how. You cannot develop a relationship and a way to speak to Hashem when you are desperate for a solution. That pathway must be developed before. Imdina bechavarayich uverov kshafayich ba'asher yagat min urayich ulai tuchli ho'il ulai ta'arotzi. Stand up with your spells and your many enchantments on which you have worked since youth. Perhaps you'll be able to benefit from them. Perhaps they will give you strength. All that time that you could have been developing a relationship with God, you were depending on sorcery and magic. And the Navi ridicules them. Try that now. The next pasuk emphasizes this point. Verse 13. Nil eis berov atasayich. You tired yourself with all your advisors. The Babylonians went from sorcerer to magician and back again to try and figure out how to understand what was going to happen to them and how to save themselves. They put in effort in all the wrong places. Amduna v'yoshi'ucha. Let them now stand up and help you. But of course they will not. As verse 14 tells us, Hinei hayu chikash ish serafasam. Behold, they have become like strong. Fire has consumed them completely. Lo yatzilu es nafsham mi'ad ahava. They cannot save themselves from the power of the flame. Ein gachel es lachmam ur lasheves negdo. There is no coal for warming oneself and no fire to sit by. Kein hayulach asher yagat socharayich minu urayich. This is what they have become for you, the traitors that you have dealt with since youth. Ish le'evro ta'u ein moshiacha. Each has wandered off its own way. There is nothing left to save you. All those to whom you turned instead of God will burn up like straw. Some things burn, but at least leave something behind that provides warmth. Straw makes a bright light and then burns into nothingness. So too, all of those on whom you relied, when things were going well, there was flashy success. But now you are left with nothing remaining at all. And so will end the great Babylonian Empire, never to be seen or heard from again. Thank you for learning. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.